Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week, we've been looking at how God is a Savior. We've looked in particular at the story of the Red Sea, how God saved his people from certain death by making a path through an otherwise impassable barrier. So it was an incredible story, foundational in the life of Israel and for Christians as well. And so we looked at that this week. So let's take some time to pray about that. All praying is talking to God. So if you've never done it before, don't be too scared. What I'll do is suggest some topics you can talk to God about, and then you talk to God, either just silently in your thoughts, or you can do it aloud if you prefer that. But to just focus our thoughts on God, we'll take a moment of silence now to just get our thoughts focused on God. So close your eyes if you can, not if you're driving, and just focus on God. Well, we start with adoration, telling God why we're coming to Him. And we'll start by addressing our prayer to God who parted the Red Sea and led the nation of Israel out of slavery to freedom. Now in confession, let's acknowledge what we've been enslaved to. And we've pushed God out of our lives and tried to replace Him with material things, with success, with money, with our own ego, whatever we've taken in our life and tried to make our God. Let's acknowledge now that we need saving. We're in trouble. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks that what God did at the Red Sea with Israel wasn't the end, but the beginning, and that He continues to save people even today. It doesn't involve parting a sea, it involved parting the veil of death, helping those who want to follow Jesus pass through death and into life once again, just like the Israelites passed through the Red Sea into freedom. And so in supplication, let's ask God to save us. Whatever sin you confessed earlier, ask God to save you from it, to forgive you, to give you new life, to give you eternal life. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, thanks for joining us this week. Have a great weekend of rest. Take a day of rest and a day for community on Sunday. Hope you can join us this Sunday, September 27th, at our Family Room Church service in Ajax. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more info. And if I don't see you there, I will see you next Monday as we continue our challenges. Bye for now.